Hello and welcome to episode one of the Average Runner podcast. My name's Sean.
And I'm Jason.
And on this episode, it's going to be more of an introduction. We'll kind of go over what the show is going to be about, what we're hoping to get out of the show, and what we're hoping the listeners will get out of the show as well. We'll also talk about our background in our running history, I guess you could say, maybe some of our goals for not only 2015, but for the long run, I guess you would say, for our running careers. What else? We're going to talk a little bit about, we have a race coming up soon, so we'll touch on that. And I think that's going to be about it for this episode. So what is the average runner? Well, and what do we plan on getting out of it? For one, it is, for me personally, it's an outlet. I love running. I love talking about running. But the thing is most of the people I talk to about don't feel the same way. So coworkers may ask me how a race went or what I did over the weekend, and then I tell them. And I don't get the response that I would want from another runner. So it's kind of my outlet there. I think my wife will appreciate the fact that I have this now. But also, we'll kind of touch on how we progress as runners, as we're learning more things, maybe increasing our speed, our mileage, and stuff like that. But we also, we want to get feedback from the listeners. We want to kind of interact. Maybe this will get somebody that's kind of on the fence of whether or not they want to start running. You know, maybe it'll kind of give somebody a little bump to get started. I mean, everybody's different. Everyone runs at different speeds. Everybody runs at different distances and stuff like that. So this is kind of going to be a podcast focusing on that, just everybody, the average person. Jason and I, we both are married. We have kids. We work. We don't have the time to get out there and train or run as much as we'd like. I know I don't. So, and I know there's a lot of people out there that are probably in the same boat. So we're hoping that this can kind of be a little community eventually of people that are like us. Jason, anything else that you're looking to get out of this show?
Well, I'd like to connect with some listeners and, you know, just kind of put our feelings and philosophy kind of out there to, like you said, identify with the average runner. You know, we're not professionals, obviously. We just do it to enjoy it and get some fitness benefits out of it, you know.
Everybody kind of does it for their own reason. Some people do it for health benefits, recreation. Some people want to run in races. We do that a lot together. We don't get a lot of time to run, just go out for an average, you know, run in the park. But we do a lot of 5Ks, 10Ks, occasional half marathon. But like I said, everybody is out there for their own reason. And so you don't have to, this isn't something where you have to listen because you want to compete or anything like that. We're hoping to kind of hit on everything. And like I said, get feedback from everybody else that, you know, people that are listening, how they're progressing as runners. And we'll learn and how we're progressing as the show goes on. It's going to be nice to kind of use it as kind of a, I guess, what was you say, like a runner's diary, I guess, in source of an audio version. And hopefully this will kind of be for the listeners and ourselves again. There's times when I'm sitting on the couch and I know I should go out for a run. I said I'm going to go out for a run, but I just don't feel like getting out for a run. And then I see somebody go by my house running and it kind of motivates you. So, you know, we as the host of the show, we have to get out and run now. If we're going to do a podcast on running, we have to get out. So maybe that'll do that to listeners. So that's kind of what, you know, our goals are for this show. You know, we'll talk about races that we have coming up. We'll talk about the races that we had done. There's a lot of them that are races that we do every year. So we'll kind of maybe compare the previous year with this one. We'll talk about some of the gear that we get along or in the gear that we have now and just basically talk about how our running is going. So I think it'll be a good way to keep Jason and myself motivated and kind of going. And hopefully, again, learning from some listeners giving us feedback on stuff they're doing and trying. So, but we're going to kind of talk about what we've been doing and how long we've been running. But before we get into that, I guess this is the part where we should say we are not doctors. We're not physical trainers. We're not dietitians. We're not nutritionists. All this stuff is just our opinions, I guess, stuff that we've tried out, whether it be eating or gear or just different training that we're doing in our running. So with that said, Jason, why don't you give us a little background on your running history?
Okay, my running history. Let's see. It started in high school, actually. I was actually prompted by my guidance counselor, of all people, to do something to get into college. You know, they want you to do an extracurricular activity. So I said, okay, well, what am I going to do? So I'm like, oh, you know what? Let's try some running here. So I started doing the track team, and you know, originally wanted to be a sprinter, and you know, started training with the sprinters. You know, coaches saw my stride and they said, oh, you know, you'd be a better middle distance to a distance runner. So immediately I was moved to running with the distance guys. And, you know, from there, I loved it. And I did track for the few years in high school there. And then I didn't do it so much in college until the end of college, when I started doing it more recreationally. And then I took probably maybe 10 years off before getting back into it again. And now I'm rehooked.
So what was it that got you, you know, after that couple 10 years or whatever it was that you stopped running? What got you back into it? Was it health reasons or just,
Well, at a few of the places that I've worked, you know, we did the corporate challenge, that race that goes around the country, and it's, you know, just a 5K. So I would do that every couple of years. And, you know, after not running, it's hard to just go out and run a 5K. So, you know, I got to a point where, you know what, I'd like to start running again so I can actually run this race and be able to, you know, run it with ease. So that's kind of what really jump-started it again.
And that was, how long ago was that you started? A couple years ago, or?
It's been about, I'd say 2.5, almost 3 years, yeah. When I started to really, you know, to train again to be able to run, yeah.
As far as my running history, I did not run at all in high school. My running activity growing up was just playing chase around the neighborhood, or, you know, street hockey or football or something like that. So I never had any interest in running. I can honestly say that when I was driving down the street and there'd be a runner or something, other than just paying attention so that there was no accident, I did not give it another thought, positively or negatively. It just didn't faze me at all. And I think it was probably, it was like 2013 is when I kind of started thinking, you know what, I think I'm going to try running. And it was, we were hanging out with you and your wife, and you were talking about the corporate challenge, but you had also, at this point, you hadn't participated in the Tough Mudder. But you had signed up for it already. So you knew it was coming. You were talking about the event. And at that point in time, I was like, you know, that does sound kind of cool. But admittedly, I was kind of scared because I wasn't even running. So that night, I kind of thought, you know what, I'm gonna get out and start running this year. And that was in the spring. So it took a few months. Summer came. Yeah, I'm going to start running. And then finally, one day, I just said, you know what, I'm going to try it. And I got one of the apps, the Couch to 5K applications, used it for a day. And I work in a factory, so it's a pretty physical job. So I was able to kind of just do the runs without the walk run. I did it one time and I felt like I was okay. Wasn't a natural at it, but that's basically how I got started. So it's only been, you know, this will be my third summer of running, but it's one of those things that, like you, I just instantly fell in love with it. The second day I went out, I instantly fell in love with it. I was like, this is great. I can't believe, I wish I would have started doing this, you know, like you in high school and continued doing it, but I didn't. To kind of touch on the title of the show, The Average Runner, like I said, we're both married. I've got 3 kids, work full time, so as much as I love it, it's really hard to get out and not only train for a race that's coming up, but just to get out and take a run. So every time I do get out, I cherish it. I enjoy it. My mind just, there's nothing bouncing around.
Yeah, it's very rewarding once you get out for a run. I mean, you feel good right afterwards. You know, within, I'd say, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, you feel like you've accomplished something. You know, you're ready for the day. Or, you know, even if you do it late in the day, it just, I don't know, it just, it feels good. You know, you feel good.
Oh, yeah, it definitely gives you a burst of energy, I think. And mentally, it makes me feel good, you know, to know, okay, I did that. And it's not one of those things for me where I'm like, oh, I gotta go run. Oh, I got that over with for the day. Like, I look forward to it. I get antsy because I want to get out and take that run. Whether it's, you know, 2 miles, if I can only fit in a mile, I'll make that worth it. You know, it just feels good. Or if it's a long run, you know, so whatever it is, I totally enjoy it. Now, that's not to say that sometimes it's not a bad run. I, you know, maybe a little tougher than another one, but, I think that's what keeps it, you know, interesting. How's this run going to go? How am I going to do? And, you know, in the beginning, I will admit, I really didn't run smart. And what I mean by that is I would go out and I'd have a good day and I'd go out the next day and be like, well, I'm going to have an even better day. And then that day might have been better. And then I'd go out and think I'm going to have an even better day. And I didn't know how to train, you know, because we said at one point, I think last year, we're not getting any faster. We've been doing this for, you know, a year now or two, and we're not getting any faster. And I think you would maybe admit to your, you know, as well, we just weren't training smart.
Right. And even now I'm wrestling with that, you know, the adage is you want to be faster, you have to train faster, you know?
Right, yeah. And if you want to do the mileage, you have to be consistent. But you have to be smart. And like I said, we'll talk more about that, what we've done to change that. I know the past probably 4 months, I've really been focusing on form and really trying to just be smart. And it's kind of hard sometimes, because sometimes you want to just go out and go, but it's that day where you're supposed to kind of just go easy. So, but we won't get too much into that this episode. Well, I think we'll probably devote a whole episode about that, just trying to train and keep and hold yourself back when it's hard sometimes, because it is. So we have a 5K, our first 5K, our first race of the year, which is actually in 2 days, that's coming up. It's called the Mustache March 5K. It's local. We're just outside of Buffalo, by the way, too. So the weather's it's not cold. Too bad right now. It's cold, but it was a lot worse a few weeks ago. So I'm not too worried about that. I actually don't mind running in the cold. How about you?
I don't mind it so much. There's a limit. I mean, 20s is kind of my limit, I think. What about you?
Yeah. I think the coldest I went out was 12 degrees last year. And to be honest, it was cold. But after the first mile, you know, I dressed appropriately. It really didn't bother me. What I'm nervous about is ice. I don't want to go out for a run and set myself back by getting hurt, you know. So I know you don't, but I'm fortunate enough to have a treadmill in the basement, so I've been able to keep up on the running that way. But how have you been kind of getting through the winter months and keeping the legs going?
Well, this year I've taken to spinning. Last year, you know, I basically took the winter off, and I regretted it because when I started my training last year, I couldn't run. I actually had to run a little bit, then walk, and then run a little bit and build my tolerance back up. Well, this year, since I've been spinning all winter, I've already been out for a few runs, and I, you know, the lung capacity is perfect. It's just getting the legs used to running now instead of spinning, but it's still, I'm way ahead of last year. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, the fact that I've been able to get on the treadmill, and I think most people would admit that it's It's not the same as getting out, whether it be on a trail or on the road or the sidewalk. It's definitely not the same. It can be a little daunting. At first, I had to stare at a wall in the basement, like I was a couple feet away until I got a TV situated. And it's made it a lot easier. But just knowing that it's getting nicer out and I can start getting out, I kind of wanted to get a little jump start on the running. So I'm thankful I've had it. So I've been doing that, and I've also been, I don't have a spin bike. It's just more of a, I think, a magnetic stationary bike. So certain days I'll run, and then I'll jump on the bike and get kind of a harder workout. So I think we're both looking forward to this Mustache March, because it's kicking off the 2015 season of races for us. And for me personally, this was my PR for the entire year last year. And just for anybody that doesn't know, PR is just short for personal record. I came in last year's race. I came in at 23:20 for the 5K, and I could not beat that thing last year at all. And last year was kind of funny for me. I was in the process of buying and selling a house during the summer. So anybody who's bought and sold a house at the same time, it tends to not only stress you out, but consumes a lot of your time. So we actually ran a lot of races last year, but I didn't get out recreationally or training for running. I mean, I didn't run in this new neighborhood, and I moved in here in August until a couple months ago. So I'm really looking forward to this one, and I really want to break that PR. So as far as your run last year, What was your final time for that 5K?
For this 5K last year, I came in at, I think, 30:21, which I'd like to break that this year. We'll see. I actually kind of have an injury right now that I'm a little nervous about. I've been having some back issues. I don't know if it's just because I haven't been stretching or, you know, so I'm hoping that works itself out by the race time and I can come in at a better time and start the year off good.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to be able to do the race or?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've been stretching every day now and it seems to be working itself out. And I actually think the race, once I get going, I think the race will just loosen it right up. So.
Right. Well, hopefully you'll join me for a little pre-race warm-up run. Kind of stretch out a little bit that way. I know Jason's usually a little reluctant. He gives me a little fight about doing that. And he's done a couple. And for anybody that does run races and stuff, if you don't do a pre-race warm-up, I think in the beginning we'd be like, what are these people doing? They're going to run a race and now they're running. But I mean, it's more of a slow pace, just kind of getting everything, firing the muscles, getting your heart rate up. This race last year was the first time that I did a pre-race run with our buddy Steve, who runs races with us. And obviously it paid off because I PR'd. I'll take that back. That was the second race. The first race that I did a pre-run was the November before, which was our last race of the year. That's the one that we all did a pre-run. And that was my PR until...
That was my PR as well.
Right. So until, and then I broke it in the Mustache March of last year. So, but you know, you just got to listen to your body. And if it's, you don't want to push it, you know, that we got plenty of races coming up. I think it's good to just get out there and get in the race and get in the spirit of it, but don't, definitely don't want to hurt yourself and set yourself back for that.
Definitely not.
Yeah. So, what else we got here? You know, I want to, well, first of all, do you have any goals for 2015 or even like beyond? Is it just you're just taking it one race at a time, or are you looking to do a certain distance, or maybe even break a certain time?
I definitely want to work on my time and you know, get a little under what I've been coming in at, but I also want to increase my training frequency. Last year I did a kind of Monday, Wednesday, Friday approach and maybe a run on the weekend. And I'd like to get to the point where I would run every day, you know, and, just, I just, I want to try it, you know?
Oh, yeah. But it's hard, you know? We're the average runner. It's hard to dedicate that time that you want to get out there. Lately, I've been going probably 6 days a week. I try to take off Saturdays where I don't do anything. That's like my full recovery day. Sundays, I make my long distance run, and then I kind of alternate during the week, whether I take an easy run and maybe push it a little bit more. But I just want to get outside. But like you, I'd like to shave off some more time. You know, I want to PR this race, but I would like to beat that again sometime throughout the year. But I guess I think one of my goals for this year is, one, I don't want to take every race so serious. And so I kind of want to pick and choose. Like, I know this is a race where I really want to just go after it, but I want to try and take some of the races to just have fun. You know what I mean? Not really. I mean, obviously I'm going to go out there and run harder than I would if I was in my neighborhood, but I don't want to constantly be chasing to get that new PR, because I think it can be discouraging at times. So I kind of want to just enjoy some of them, you know?
You have another big goal too, right?
I'm sorry?
You have another big goal too, right? For this year?
Yeah. Ultimately, and I don't... I'm kind of doubtful it's going to happen this year, but my real goal is to run a full marathon, 26.2 miles. The Buffalo Marathon's coming up in like 2 months, so I'm trying to increase the mileage on my long runs, but I'm trying to be smart about it. Again, like the ice, not wanting to go out and get hurt. I don't want to push it too hard, too fast, because I don't want to set myself back to where I'm kind of screwing myself for the rest of the year as far as runs go. But because it's at the end of May, they do a half marathon and a full marathon. So I'm either way, I'm running in it. It's just a matter of if I think I'm prepared enough for it. And like I said, I'm trying to use my head and not my heart that wants to really run this thing. If I have to wait another year, I got to wait another year. So we'll see what happens. We do have a half marathon a couple weeks before that. So. And half marathons are great too. They're difficult. And I have to say, it's probably my favorite distance, because with the 5K, you're just going out there. You just go to run that race as fast as you can for 3 miles, and just pulling everything you got. The 10K, which we've done a couple of those kind of screw me up, because it's not a 5K, but it's not a half marathon. It's that little in between. So I tend to, at times, go out a little bit too fast in the beginning. And that's a 6 mile or so. That's kind of my least favorite distance to run. But I'd say, as of right now, that I really like the half marathon distance, where you can kind of just go out at a nice, easy pace and progressively get a little bit faster towards the end if you have enough gas in the tank, which... at times I don't. So, but what about you? Are you even considering a marathon this year, or is that something maybe you're thinking maybe in another year or two that you'd like to try to attempt?
A marathon this year, I don't see myself there. Maybe if anything, maybe towards the end of the year, you know, depending on how I feel that my training is going once I get into it. But, I would say, If not at the end of this year, I think I would definitely be up for it next year. You know, because just based on my training now, I could see how I could set up to get that to happen next year, you know?
Right. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I guess the way I'm thinking about this Buffalo Marathon that's coming up at the end of May is, if I don't at least try to get myself prepared to do it, if I don't try to get to that level to where I think I can, when the time comes, when that day comes and I'm signed up for the half marathon, I'm going to be upset with myself that I didn't at least try, right? But if I try and I try to increase my mileage and I try to do it smart and it's a week or two before, because you can register up to the night before, I think, if I get to that point where I'm like, you know what, I'm just not prepared enough. I don't think I can do it. it's going to be easier to just say, okay, I'll do the half. It'll still suck. I'm going to be honest. It'll stink that I can't, but at least I'll know I tried to prepare myself, if that makes sense.
No, I think that makes total sense. You know, it's, you got to do that for yourself, and why not?
You know, and that's the thing. Like I said in the beginning, whether you're running for health reasons, you're running because you want to run 5Ks or, you know, half marathons, or a marathon is your goal eventually, whatever the reason is, you really have to run for yourself. You know, you it's hard in the beginning to not compare yourself or try to, when you're, you know, to see somebody who maybe has been running a while and you're like, why am I not going as fast? I'm the same age. You know, we're around the same size, or why can't I get that distance? And you kind of have to try not to do that. You got to just run your own race at your pace, the way your body is. And it'll come, you know. I think the more you do it, you got to be consistent, like everything, weight loss or weight training, anything. It takes time. You know, my longest distance to date, and it's March 26th, is just a little over 15 miles. Just hit it a couple weeks ago. In the beginning, I never would have thought I could run 6 miles, let alone 15. So it's, you know, it's takes some time. And so you just got to, like I said, you got to run for yourself. You can't, you don't want to get into comparing yourself to either friends or just people that you see out there. You got to do it for yourself. And I think if you stick with it, you'll see yourself progressively getting to those goals that you set for yourself.
I was going to just touch on a little bit on when people decide to start running. I mean, I know when I started running, it takes motivation, and you got to want to do it. But then when you start, there's a little bit of physical things you have to overcome. I mean, you're pounding your knees, you're pounding your feet. It takes its toll on your joints. And, you know, you can't, I know a lot of people that have tried running and they quit as soon as they start to hurting. And, you know, that's your body getting used to it. You have to build up a tolerance in the beginning. But once you get past that, you don't even feel it anymore. And it's great.
Oh, absolutely. You're absolutely right. It is. It is great. You kind of get past that. The walks down the stairs from the bedroom to the living room don't hurt as much, you know, after a while. I mean, and that comes back to, like, if you haven't been running for a little bit or you push a little more distance, I mean, that's going to happen. But, you know, in the beginning, like I said, I didn't run smart, and I had some hip and knee issues. To be honest, the half marathon that we did last year, I contemplated at about mile 8 just throwing in the towel. I mean, I had to stop. I had a limp a little bit. Finally shook it off. But since then, and again, we'll talk about more about this in another episode, but I've changed my form. I was a heel striker. So if generally the school of thought is when you're heel striking, a lot of times you're overextending your leg, and so your knees and hips are absorbing shock that it shouldn't be. You really want your feet to land under your body. So we'll talk more about that. But since I've changed that, I don't have any more knee problems like I did. I mean, sometimes I get a little sore if I push it. So, but yeah, you're going to get the aches and pains in your muscles. It's going to happen. That's going to happen with anything that you're starting off new. But like Jason said, it does tend to go away the more you do it. One of the last things I did want to talk about marathons here. There was a documentary. It aired on PBS. It was a Nova doc. It's called The Marathon Challenge. Now, I sent this to you a couple weeks ago. You said you watched it, and
yep, did.
Basically, what it was about, it was Nova got they had 13 people that weren't athletes. They weren't runners. I think one of them was a runner in college and not even at a competition level. I don't think, but basically, as they said, sedentary people, you know, they sat at desks. They didn't really do anything. And what they wanted to see was, with proper training, the proper time, the amount of time, could they get these 13 people trained to run the Boston Marathon? And it's a very inspiring documentary. I think anybody that runs, anybody that's considering starting to run, should really watch it. And I'm not saying that because it'll make you want to run a marathon. I mean, it just happens that I want to. And so it was a great documentary that way. But just to see people, because a lot of times, I mean, you've probably talked to people, they're like, oh, I can't run. I'm too old, or, you know, I have bad knees, or I, whatever. And obviously, if you have a pre-existing condition, you should probably consult your physician as to whether or not you should start running. But when you, if you watch this, you'll see all different shapes and, you know, ages of people that start off training, and as they follow them, I can't remember how many months it was, but it's proper, quote, training with professionals training them. And I just found it to be a really inspiring documentary. Did you find that, Jason? I mean, not even taking away the marathon distance in it, which was awesome anyways, but just in general to see these people.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was great. It actually made me want to get out and run right after that. You know, I thought to myself, why am I still sitting here? You know, just get out and do something. You got these people that haven't done anything and they're training them for a marathon, and I'm sitting here watching this. I should be out there, you know? So it got me psyched for this season, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, I think anybody who may be on the fence of whether or not they want to start running or anything, this, I don't want you to watch it to go from not running to wanting to run a marathon, but just seeing that the dedication that these people have. And like I said, different shapes, different ages, you know, male, female, they just kind of stick with it and they get the training. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to admit it right here. It was hard to keep a dry eye at the end of that, that documentary.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah. But, it's actually on YouTube. I'll put a link to it in the show notes, and it may be able to watch it on the website, theaverageRunnerPodcast.com. You'll go there. It'll be at least be in the show notes, a link to that. But it's really a good watch. And there's some other ones, Spirit of the Marathon, which we'll talk about at another point. I don't think you've watched that. So it's another great documentary. But I don't know, Jason. I think that's gonna wrap up our first episode. Like I said in the beginning, we're really hoping to interact with listeners. We'd love to hear your feedback if you're just starting out, or if you've already been running, but you're thinking about maybe trying a race, or you got a new race coming up, how that race went. We really would like to hear from the listeners. And, you know, if you know somebody who's considering running or just started, you know, by all means, please turn them on to the podcast. If you have Twitter and you like the show as it goes along, you know, if you could give us a shout out on Twitter or Facebook or something like that, we would definitely appreciate it. Jason, I'm super psyched about doing this show. I think it's going to be a great outlet for me, at least. And I think it'll be good for you and I to push each other. You know, we got to get out there and run if we're gonna do a podcast about it, right?
I agree. I know, I'm excited to do this show. I hope I'll become a little more comfortable with this as we progress. But I look forward to it.
Yeah, and I think what Jason means by that is not only is this episode one of the Average Runner, but this is Jason's first endeavor into podcasting. I have a few other shows that I've been doing for a few years. I've been podcasting for a few years. So, Jason, you're doing fine. It's going to be great. As I told you before we started recording, it definitely, like running, it gets easier. The more you do it, the easier it gets. So, yeah, that's going to wrap up this episode. So until next time, thanks for listening, and get out there and run.